Hey, audio booers and other friends that aren't in the booing world, thank you for... Hi. What am I thanking you for? Oh, for checking out my audio boo? Yeah. I always think about audio boo and go, oh, I need to do an audio boo. It's crazy because I have so many apps for uploading, and this is like the first one that I knew to do like a podcast from my phone. So I'm always just like kind of true to boo. Is that weird? I don't know. And I know you can only do 5 minutes unless you pay. And there are a lot of other apps that let you do a lot more. But why would I say that? That's rude to boo. I'm sorry, audio boo. I love you. You've always been there. Your app is always consistent. There's no flaws. It was easy to get my username. I mean, it just, and so many great voices I get to hear all over the world, just listening randomly. I still like that. So I think the only thing I would say about Audio Boo that I wish was different was that you could download people's boos, because when putting podcasts together, sometimes I think, oh, kind of be cool to include some of these audio boos into a podcast just to, like, give an example and promote that audio boo is out there. But you can't. I don't know why. But I'm sure there are different reasons for it. But also, it is a different form. It's not just like a podcast. But it's cool, and I like it. I like being able to talk from my phone, and it sounds good. I mean, I've used Audio Boo for years now, and radio, when they were asking me, they're making a bunch of changes at my radio company, and they were actually letting like engineers go. And when you do appearances on radio, a lot of times you'll do like a, hey, it's Mark Coney, and I'm out here at Car Toys today, the big event, tent sale, and blah, 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 blah. Well, you have to have an engineer come out and set up a bunch of stuff, expensive equipment, that basically sounds pretty much just as good as, or even maybe a little better, but the quality difference is not so great that you would even notice. Like, it just sounds like what you would do on an audio boo. And I told my boss as well, if these budget cuts are real, then maybe we could use Audio Boo on our phones because it works with all kinds of all platforms. And you're like, okay. And the only thing that was a downfall was that you had to record it in real time. But other than that, I mean, we've used it in professional capacities, and I know many radio companies and like BBC does actual posts on Audio Boo regularly with news and updates and stuff like that. So, I mean, when you think about it, the Spreaker guy, if you're not familiar with that, is a podcast app that you can broadcast live from your phone, probably was definitely inspired by Audio Boo. I mean, I would love to hear the thoughts, but, you know, they might not say. I don't know if you could get sued. I don't know what sharing and ideas and inspiration, like all that stuff when it comes to inventing things, I don't know what the lines are, but I appreciate the inspiration that like Audio Boo gave me to go out and kind of do like podcasts daily. And so no matter what I do, I always kind of come back to Audio Boo because it's a cool app. And to be honest, like the guy that started it like follows me on Twitter. And like if I write a note to him in an email, he'll respond back still. So I think that's why Audio Boo is still one of my favorites. It's a personal touch thing, and I appreciate the people behind it. So I don't know if these are ever listened to by the people that created Audio Boo. I'm sure they have better things to do in their lives. But Audio Boo, I love you. And I love all my followers. Thank you for following, and more soon. I'll try to do more updates. I always say that, and then I forget. Like, maybe I should just do a daily boo. I mean, that seems like the future. All right, bye for now. I noticed I'm running out of time.